feel like there's so much to talk about. Oh my goodness, we could be here for hours. I mean, between the scripture and the poem, I mean, the scripture has like five different things to talk about, and then this poem, at least five, right? Wow. Well, I would like to focus on, as I said to the children, loneliness. In our scripture this morning, we meet a woman, a widow, who is so sad. I imagine she's crying, even wailing. Have you ever lost someone? I've seen this grief as a pastor. I talked a little bit about a week in the life of a pastor in Chimes, but when I read this scripture, I remembered a funeral in which a mother was burying her son, and before the casket was closed, she went to the casket and cried on her son and almost got in the casket with him. She was so incredibly distraught and hurting and couldn't imagine her life without him. And so she tried to climb in and we had to kind of pull her out, and it was just so hard to watch, but yet I understood where she was coming from because I have lost people as well. The way each of us grieve is unique. I'm sure the widow was not just sad, but devastated. Her husband had died. She was labeled a widow. And now her son. In every way in this culture, her security was gone. You see, she had nowhere to go except for a place where widows go, which is She was excluded from society because she didn't have a man. Her husband would have been her security, both financially and with a home. And then when he had died, it was her son. And since this was her only son that died, she had no finances, no money, and she had nowhere to live. So not only was she grieving the loss of her son, she was grieving the loss of her security. And if her son owned anything or had any money, that would be dispersed among his male family. She would not get any of it because she could not hold property or money. So her security is just gone. As we hear more of the story, we realize Jesus is going against the social norms again. His compassion is so large and unending. As a Jewish man, when he touches the dead, he is ritually impure. I wonder how Jesus knew how sad she was from afar. Did he hear her crying? How did he know her story? Jesus knows lonely. He experienced loneliness in the desert. He had disciples around him all the time, yet he was alone. When Jesus asked the disciples to stay awake in his hour of need, they fell asleep. Maybe he knows the lonely from afar, because he is always with the lonely. In today's day, if a friend is having a hard time, is broken or lonely, what can we do? Well, according to Sheldon Cooper on Big Bang Theory, we can give them a cup of tea. We can give them a cup of tea and a friendly conversation. How many of you have had these meaningful conversations over a cup of tea or a cup of coffee? Yes, or maybe hot cider or hot cocoa or iced tea on today, or iced lemonade or iced coffee. I hear so often that people are lonely. I hear it in our congregation. I hear it in our community. And I hear it when I listen to anything on TV or on the radio or in social media, that the world, so many people in our world are lonely. In our scripture, Jesus says, "Do not weep." In years past, I actually, I don't know if it was how the scripture was read or how I interpreted it, but I thought that it was almost like Jesus was scolding her for weeping. But as I read it this week, I feel as though Jesus is saying something like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Emotions are good. Emotions and feelings are good to express because everything's going to be okay. And when we're lonely, that conversation over a hot or cold beverage makes all the difference in the world. Jesus never asks or accuses the widow of doing something wrong. Sometimes when bad things happen to us, we may ask, why did this happen to me? Or how could God let this happen to me? Or where is God in this? Here's the thing. Bad things happen to everyone. It's just life. Scholar M. Jan Holton says, if we assume a correlation between good behavior and good outcome, what would it mean if we have no control over the events of our lives? When all attempts to make right sense of the senseless prove futile, we turn to God to find meaning. The good news is God is with us through it all. Jesus came to be with humanity so that humanity might get to know how much God loves and wants for us. Jesus was with the widow. He knew her anguish before he even spoke to her. He is with the lonely, the broken, and the brokenhearted. As Christians, how are we called to be with the lonely? Jesus' compassion was so boundless, he risked being ritually impure and all the social norms of his day to bring social and economic restoration to the widow. He knew her pain, her struggle, and the loneliness she was facing. May our compassion rise above preconceived notions so that we may not only have compassion for, but take action with the lonely, the broken, as we hear of Jesus' unending love. Amen.